You're listening to the audio production of How to Study the Bible's Use of the Bible, audio lectures, 7 Hermeneutical Choices for the Old and New Testaments, by Gary Edward Schneider and Matthew S. Harmon, published by Zondervan and read by the authors. These audio lectures are a unique learning experience. Unlike a traditional audiobook's direct narration of a book's text, this production includes high-quality live recordings that cover the important points from each chapter, as well as relevant material from other sources.
The present purpose is to present an overview of the Bible's use of the Bible. Here's what we'll touch on in this session. Introductions. What is the Bible's use of the Bible? Why is it important? And what are the challenges? First, introduction. My name is Gary Edward Snitker, and I teach Old Testament.
And my name is Matthew Harmon, and I teach New Testament.
Great. I just told my students there is nothing wrong with the New Testament.
Well, you're right. The New Testament is fantastic. But you can't fully understand it without a good grasp of the Old Testament. So, Gary, what is the Bible's use of the Bible?
It is when later biblical authors make some kind of use of earlier biblical writings. Our focus is on scriptural exegesis of Scripture, when Old Testament authors interpret earlier Scriptures and when New Testament authors interpret earlier Scriptures. Matt, why is this important?
Well, the Bible's use of the Bible is foundational for understanding the unity and the diversity of God's revelation. At one and the same time, the Bible's use of the Bible emphasizes the enduring authority of the earlier cited biblical revelation, as well as the dynamic, progressive revelation through later biblical interpretations of those earlier biblical texts. It appears in central biblical passages, and therefore it connects with things like exegesis, biblical theology, systematic theology, and even our understanding of the Christian life.
Matt, I agree. Unfortunately, neglecting the Bible's use of the Bible can ruin responsible interpretation of Scripture. Many scholars ignore or act like progressive revelation starts with Jesus. But neither Jesus nor the apostles look at it that way. They built on the progressive revelation of Scripture that had been going on for 1,000 years before the days of Christ. The use of Scripture in the New Testament is modeled on this well-worn path of the use of Scripture in the Old Testament itself. But there's more to it than that. One part of responsible interpretation of Scripture's use of Scripture is a proper handling of both how the Old Testament uses the Old Testament and how the New Testament uses the Old Testament.
Yeah.
Matt, what are some of the challenges with this area of interpretation?
Well, studying how the biblical authors use earlier Scripture can be challenging because it stands at the intersection of several subdisciplines, like hermeneutics, Old and New Testament introduction, background studies in ancient Near East, as well as Second Temple Jewish texts, biblical Hebrew, as well as biblical Greek.
Yikes.
And so we remain committed to helping English Bible readers, even while we offer tools to those who don't have the advantages that come from studying biblical languages. And in all of this, we offer hands-on how-to guidance with lots of biblical examples for every hermeneutical choice. The present purpose is to introduce the 7 choices. Speaking of which, Gary, why choices?
The study of the Bible's use of the Bible has been dominated by views. But all of us know that views tend to work well on some biblical texts, but not so well on others. The problems with views also include an overlap between many views. And views are all made up of choices. We think that students should not get stuck with a view where someone else is
Sample complete. Ready to continue?